Last week, Morning Edition's own Renee Montaigne introduced us to a number of presidential candidates in Afghanistan's election. She is still in Afghanistan and on the line. What are you looking at this week, Renee?
Well, for Steve, we're looking at violence, for starters, some of it aimed at the candidates and their supporters. Yesterday, for instance, the governor of a troubled province next door to Kabul survived a bomb that exploded under a bridge as his vehicle passed overhead. And then here in Kabul, people were woken up just before dawn yesterday by the sound of rockets exploding right in the city. That was a first in years. And they hit near the American and other Western embassies. A Taliban spokesman warned that as the election approached, there'd be more of this sort of thing to come.
Well, what does that mean for the election?
Everyone expects this to be an imperfect election. Everyone knows that it's going to be partly disrupted because there's a war on in parts of this country. And by the most conservative estimates, the number of polling centers that will be shut down because of the violence will be at least 10%. And that's hundreds of polling centers. And that means closing hundreds more of their satellite polling sites. And these are locations created just to make it possible for rural people to vote. So a lot of people may not get to vote.
Haven't Afghans known for quite some time, though, that this was likely to be the situation?
Yeah, they have, Steve, actually. And in fact, a stable province in the north might have its polling centers, all of them opened. But those in the south have known, in fact, that places in the thick of the fighting like Kandahar might see more than 20% of their polling centers closed. But let me play you some tape from a conversation I had, with a group of elders from the provinces of Paktia and Khulst, which are in the east. They border on Pakistan. They're beset by Taliban fighters. Among them was a tribal elder who's also a member of parliament, a Karzai supporter. He's already thinking about how to get his people to the polls wherever they are.
If this isn't solved and if some people can't vote, will people respect the results of the election?
Well,
we shouldn't raise the issue of legitimacy at this point because we do understand that we have security problems in the country and we do understand that we will not have voting in all polling stations. If legitimacy of elections is questionable, then we shouldn't launch the elections. We are having elections, and after all, we should give it that legitimacy anyway, because legitimacy is something that we need to calm down the people with.
And that was Pacha Khan Zadran. He was among elders from Afghanistan's more troubled provinces that I spoke with. Tomorrow, Steve, we'll be taking a look at how candidate endorsements from these traditional leaders, these elders, are part of the campaign here in Afghanistan. We'll hear how other kinds of wheeling and dealing are going on, beginning with a major endorsement of President Karzai a few days ago from a powerful religious leader in a very remote valley.
That's Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne reporting again this week from Afghanistan. Renee will be listening tomorrow and be safe.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
You can follow the news from Afghanistan and around the rest of the world throughout the day at thenewnpr.org. And you will also find on-demand audio and free transcripts of all our stories.